and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hoddley.